check it out.
Introducing the newest WWF wrestling buddy, Big Boss Man and Jake the Snake Roberts. Clonk him, plonk him. The Snake Buddies want to be your buddy.
Hey, buddy, what's going on?
Nothing, officer.
Body slam!
Hey, who's the wise guy?
Big Boss Man!
Murphy, what's going on?
Nothing, Sarge.
Big Boss Man and Jake the Snake Roberts, the newest WWF wrestling buddies from Tonga, each sold separately.
Wrestling Buddies, episode three, right?
Episode
three. Hey, everybody. I'm your host, Paul, along with...
Mike, your wonderful, extravagant, handsome, elegant. Elegant's kind of gay.
No, you're definitely elegant, sir. here we go. Another episode of Wrestling Buddies. We are still here at Castle Speedsman.
That's right.
And by the time you listen to this, I will not be here. I will be back to the grind of everyday living. So, and to get me ready to get back to that grind of soul-crushing life, we bring to you ECW December to Dismember.
But first, before we get to that, you can follow me at Cast of Champion or at Mike Speesman and listen for Cast of the Champions. I'll put out a new episode just... By the time you listen to this, I already have a new episode out. How's that?
Yeah, you know where to find me. I'm telling you, I am in just a terrible mood.
After watching this.
I mean, you know, I'm sure that all you guys listened to our first two episodes, and for that we thank you.
Yep, very much.
And, you know, and those were fun, lighthearted shows. You know, we had a good time. You know, we were cracking jokes. We were giggling. Just having a nice, fun trip down memory lane.
This one defeated us.
Yeah, this one, I'll tell you what my note said at the end. I'll save that for a little spoiler. But, this was not a good show. Mm-hmm. I actually paid to watch this when it happened live. That's how, that's where I was in my life. Mm. That's how little I had to live for. Is that I paid for an ECW pay-per-view. And, I didn't get a refund, but I should have demanded one. All right, we ready to do this?
Let's do it.
Anything else you want to say before we get down to it?
No, just a couple of little things here. You made a good point of this when we were talking about it before we went on the air. We did not say a word to each other while watching this.
No.
That's how horrible this really is.
It just totally brought down both of our moods. Yep. So for this, I apologize because this was my idea. So I apologize. We'll figure out something better to cover next time. All right, here we go. ECW December to Dismember, coming to you from Augusta, Georgia, and the James Brown Arena. For this show, we had 4,800 paid attendance. But the James Brown Arena has a capacity of 9,000, so there's still plenty of good seats available.
Yeah. If you hurry now, you could probably get some seats.
I'm sure you're still good. this show did 90,000 buys. 55,000 of those were domestic. It is the lowest in history.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah, that's what we're staring at right here. But you know what? TNA would kill for those numbers.
Yep. So,
all right. Joey Styles and Taz.
Ugh.
They're our commentating team.
We should. Spoiler alert. They should have gone old school ECW on this. Let Joey Styles call the whole goddamn thing by himself.
No, if that would have been the case, he wouldn't have even said anything. Plus, just to show you how hardcore this is, how really ECW this is, we also get the Spanish announcers.
Yes. I mean, it had no ECW feel to it at all.
Yeah, nothing screams ECW like a show in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Whose fucking idea was this?
This is the third ECW pay-per-view. First one was just a reunion one. The second one was when they relaunched, and this was the third one.
Yep, and where were those first two at?
They were at the Hammerstein Ballroom.
Yep.
That's right.
They were in ECW country, where you know those fans are going to put over whatever's there. They knew that what they were putting out there was complete dog shit.
Yeah.
And that's why there was no way they were setting foot back in New York with this.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it just really seems like this show... Well, it was doomed to fail from the beginning. No one was behind it.
It's almost like they wanted it to, so they could start phasing it out, really.
Yep. There was only two matches booked before the pay-per-view began.
Uh-huh.
They only promoted two matches the entire time, the first one and the last one. And the opening contest, Eminem versus the Hardys.
Was one of those.
Yeah, it was one of them, and it wasn't even an ECW match.
I know in old school ECW time frame, Paul Heyman used to talk about they would do this for every pay per view, but the matches they threw in for the when I say that they would only book a couple matches prior to the pay per view and then kind of throw in matches there, but they were ECW type matches.
Yep,
not so much here.
Yeah. All right, here we go. We get the split intro. By Melina, so that was nice.
Oh yeah, so I miss Melina.
So that was a nice highlight.
I was reminded that yeah. The good thing this show had was boobs.
Yeah, there was a ton of fake cans everywhere. So mm-hmm. I mean, they realized that. Well, you know, we don't have a whole lot going for us, but we're just going to parade some chicks out there. Yep. So all right,
boobs.
Jeff Hardy was the Intercontinental Champion at this time as well. And like I said, there's plenty of good seats available. Taz is tongue tied because of Melina. And it's just the beginning of Taz having a wonderful night there.
At one point he oversells nothing. I feel big stuff. He says, "I feel big stuff coming for this match." At the same time, this was 3 minutes into this match.
I'm telling you, Joe, I'm feeling some big stuff.
Feeling some big stuff, kind of like that, but different.
It's a lot like that, but not exactly.
Yeah.
Taz
is terrible.
He's one of the masters of saying things with saying words, but not saying anything at all.
At one point, he said Michael Cole is not a big fan of women.
Oh, well, we haven't got to there yet.
Oh, yeah, I was a little bit farther on. Yeah. That's how bad my notes are.
Yeah, I'm getting to that. slow start. Taz is already an idiot, like we already alluded to.
Yep.
Double team wheelbarrow. That's the first big move by the Hardys. They spun him too fast, though. They spun him really fast too. That's what Taz says. See, Nitro goes for a standing shooting star press, but misses. We get a splash mountain into a near fall for Matt. Melina with the distraction. It's the old trapperoo right there, which allows M&M to get back in control. There's a Misfit shirt in the crowd, so that was pretty nice. Mm-hmm. I'm wearing one right now as well.
Okay.
Any little stories you want to tell about the Misfits?
I can't think of one off the top of my head.
Okay.
At the Camelot, with the Camelot music?
Yeah.
Yeah, Camelot music.
Lena does a head scissors to Matt. That poor bastard. And then I totally forgot that she screams.
The entire match.
A lot.
I forgot about, yeah, because you remember when she got into actually wrestling herself, she quit doing it.
Yeah.
But when she was the first start off M&M, oh my God, was it annoying. Taz was even like, oh, I love her scream. It's like poetry. And by the end of the match, she was even saying, okay, it's getting a little bit annoying.
Yeah, you know what? I'm kind of sick of her, Joe. she's terrible. Right here is where we get the Cole Gay joke. They tried double suplex. Matt counters into a neck breaker. M&M both take out Jeff, which is really smart. M&M did a pretty good job here of cutting off the ring and not allowing Matt to make the tag. So that was pretty good stuff. Really good, some nice tag team work right there, if you will.
They even pull off a poetry in motion.
Yep, poetry. That's exactly what I was going to say.
But it was a butt bump.
It was all right.
Yeah,
it worked.
It was a butt bump.
It worked. Mercury went for a twist of fate, but Matt pushes out of it. Nitro hits his yam bag. Finally get the hot tag. Jeff cleans house. We get the floor dive spot, which ends in Jeff off the top rope. And that's our first fecal chant of the night. And it's like a damn car crash on I-19 or I-20 or wherever
the hell we are.
Wherever the hell we are, Joe. Mm-hmm. He stinks. Good twist of fate. And then Jeff goes for the Swanton, misses. Get a springboard dropkick by Nitro. They get a 1-2-0. Then a double catapult. And then rest holds in the tag match are just plain awful.
Ridiculous.
I can't. there's certain things that really bother me. Rest holds, I understand that they are a necessary evil. I understand that. You gotta get your spots ready. You know, catch your breath, all that type of thing. But in tag matches, they just really bother me. Yep, and right here is where the screaming finally gets to Taz. We get a backbreaker elbow combo. Gets a 2 for M&M. We get a long M&M control portion. Melina with Taz's hot signal. Christ.
One time she called a fan in the crowd a crack whore.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Or she was saying, I'm not a crack whore.
Or one of the two. Either way.
Yeah, either way. You know, like an old ECW, you know, they do a she's a crack whore chant.
Yeah.
There might have been one guy doing it here. Yeah. Again, this...
Not the best ECW crowd.
This Atlanta crowd is fucking dog shit. So that's all I'm going to say.
Throughout the whole night.
Yep.
Okay, we'll go ahead.
Yep, they try to double catapult again. Jeff goes up top. We get a whisper in the wind, then a mile tag. Matt cleans house, bulldog clothesline combo. Second rope leg drop gets a near fall. Nitro counters a top rope powerbomb into a hurricanrana. We get stereo superplexes. Nitro drop kicks Molina on accident.
Pretty nasty looking too.
Yeah,
look, she had me believing she was hurt.
Yeah. I mean, you know, he really softed up though. Yeah. He looked really soft going into it, making sure he wasn't hurting his old lady.
Didn't want to pop her titties.
Yep. They followed that up with a snapshot. Matt breaks up the pin. They go for a top rope snapshot, which would have been awesome. It gets broken up. We get a double twist fate by Matt. Then a swanton to stacked up M&M. Hardy's win.
And during this time, we get a great line by Taz. It's an M&M sandwich, no peanut butter.
Yeah, there's no peanut butter on that one there, Joe. Yep. You stink.
Yeah.
Okay, match. Not as good as it should have been.
Not as good as everyone gave credit for it.
Not as much as I remember, but in a card that's just devoid of anything good, it stands out, I guess. Mm-hmm. These four guys would go on to have better matches together and be part of better matches. But you know what? Not bad. Really slow start. They gave these guys 20 minutes. I think it would have been better if they would have gave them 12. You know, I'd like to see. Yeah, it was just, you know, it just didn't work. Maybe it was the crowd that wasn't getting into it. I mean, because you had some really long M&M control portions that the crowd should really ate up, especially for, you know, some fan favorites like the Hardys. A whole lot of things not going right already for this card.
Next up, we get an RVD promo for the Cell match later on.
Yeah.
Which was, to me, just beyond, the best way to describe it was beyond horrible. On top of that, he was in some kind of room where he echoed like crazy.
I wrote down nice stoned intensity. Because he was reading off cue cards. Uh-huh. You know, you could see his eyes going back and forth. Nice. You know, nice stoned intensity there. Next match. Yeah. Matt Stryker taking on Balls Mahoney.
And this is where we find out what Stryker's rules are.
Oh, yeah. We'll get to that here in a second. And Stryker's wearing a nice pink sweater vest. Mm-hmm. So that's nice. Oh, we get some Balls chants. And Stryker wants to restore order. Then we get some cheap heat from him. And he wants an extreme match tonight. An extreme enforcement of the rules. So that means there's going to be no eye gouging, no hair pulling, no top rope moves. And, of course, no foul language. Oh, boy.
Which he screamed at a fan about, too.
Yeah. Let's see. What do we got here? Stryker's ass is on his...
It's tight. That was a good touch.
Yeah, his face is on his ass. So that's something.
I admire a man who wants to sit on his own face.
Yep.
That's what Joey said.
No, you got to wonder about a guy that wants to sit on his own face. Yeah. Yeah. Good one there by Styles. Mm-hmm. And for the most part, he was quiet for the rest of the night after that.
Yeah.
So I got to think Vince got in his ear and was like, oh, you can't say that. Wow. Oh, we get usual Balls Mahoney stuff. We get the usual Balls Mahoney referee punching story. So, you know, that Styles makes sure to point out during every match. And, of course, Taz has to tell you that he's from Nutley, New Jersey. We get some nice mat wrestling to start by Balls. Get some hard right hand by Stryker, though. It looks like he knocked out one of his teeth. Now he has three left.
Good line.
Yep. Right there. And then Stryker decides to just work the arm for the rest of the match. Taz calls Stryker's cover effeminate.
I heard that.
Did you see what he did? I mean, all he did was, you know, he covered him. Christ.
Cover this.
He's the worst. We get some nice arm selling, though, by Balls, I guess. I was trying to think something nice to say here.
He did it. I give him credit. He did it the entire match, even when the match is over with.
Sold it the entire goddamn match. So, you know what? An underrated talent right there for Balls Mahoney.
Something even the great Shawn Michaels couldn't do.
No,
he
could.
In the WrestleMania 9 match.
Yeah, go listen to Wrestle Buddies episode 2 to find out what we're talking about there.
Yep.
Balls Mahoney is better than Shawn Michaels. Balls goes...
Even a crack addicted Balls Mahoney.
Balls goes up top, but that's not allowed. He gets crotched. Stryker can't even take a backdrop. Sky High gets Balls to win. Sky High Balls. Balls Mahoney gets a win. Call Balls what you want. Just don't call them not tough. Oh, Christ, Taz, you're fucking killing me. This match was terrible, long, and boring.
Yes.
This was like 8 minutes. something like that, 7 or 8 minutes, which you may not think is a long time. But when you have Matt Stryker, who should never be controlling a match, in control for 5 minutes.
Stryker sucks. I put that in my notes. Really. He just sucks.
Yeah, he was terrible. It wasn't good. I mean, the gimmick could have really went somewhere with a better performer. But yeah, not good. This is already crushing my soul at this point.
I'll tell you, it was dead silence in here.
Yeah, it was dead silence in the fucking arena too, man. Mm-hmm. But yeah, this match, negative stars. Way too long, way too boring, terrible. You get some balls chance in there, so, you know, fans were trying to get behind it, but wasn't working. We see Punk warming up in the back. And then we go to EMTs tending to Sabu.
When have you ever seen Sabu taken out?
Well, I know one guy that did. He shall not be named on other podcasts, but...
Oh, yeah, that's right.
fucking Benoit. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. This is a Benoit.
Legitly took him out.
Yeah, this is a Benoit friendly zone here.
Yeah.
And I guess what that basically was that they wanted to put another heel...
In the
main event, yep. Just so someone could overcome more odds. On top of that, Vince never liked Sabu. And Sabu started to voice his displeasure, you know, that type of thing.
Is the one guy that could have made...
Yeah, the one guy that's going to make a cage match, a cell match, whatever the fuck it was, exciting.
Yep.
No, let's get him out of there.
Yeah.
Let's get him the fuck out of there. Oh, yeah. And don't worry, wait till you hear who they replace him with. Anyway, they do a stretcher job with him. Paulie's back there. You know, he's acting all concerned. And we come back to the arena for a bullshit chant.
Yep, I wrote that down too.
Yeah, I've never agreed more.
Yeah, the like, one time the crowd was on it.
Yeah, like seriously, what is the point here? I mean, this is... Tell me if I'm wrong, but it just sounds like, okay, we're just going to sabotage this. We do not want this to succeed. Why would someone do this? I don't understand.
It was, you know, very bad, and I love Sabu too. He's so much. Look at all the ECW stuff. He was fun.
Yeah,
fun.
And
his tag matches with RVD. Oh man, yeah. Those guys are fantastic.
And his little run right there that he had in ECW, he looked good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was moving around great, and it seemed like they were really pushing him as a legit threat. You know, as someone that was a legit tough guy, and ugh. Yeah. Oh, well. Next match. Elijah Burke and Sylvester Turkai taking on the FBI. Little Guido and Tony Mameluke with Trinity.
Elijah Burke with a very unentertaining promo.
Yeah, he...
About put me to sleep.
Yeah, he welcomes us to the Elijah Experience, and he's there with the MMA fighting machine, the Man Bear, Sylvester Turkai.
Man Bear Pig.
Yeah, how much do you remember Sylvester Turkai?
That, honestly, I didn't even know who he was until this show. I could not remember this guy. We actually asked him, do you remember this guy at all? No.
Yeah, I remember him briefly.
He's strong as shit, though. Very fucking...
Yeah, he's like a legit fighter, as is Elijah Burke. I always liked him.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he says that they're going to be like a wild animal in heat. They're going to leave their mark. What? Are you fucking kidding me? Oh, good Christ. Burt gets his hat stolen, so that's a something. Mm-hmm. the FBI fits right in Augusta, GA, so that's something.
Yeah. Trinity is the epitome of a true butterface.
Oh, indeed, sir.
She's ugly as shit, but she's got a smoking body, nice titties. I said titty night, but ugly as sin.
Yeah.
One kick her out of bed, though.
but I would put a pillow over it.
Yeah, I would put a pillow over it.
Yep. Let's see. Turkai with a military press.
Poke a hole in it.
Let it breathe. Let it breathe a little bit. Military press by Turkai to Guido. Toss him on the floor on top of Mameluke. Taz calls Burke's beads juju beads.
He gets obsessed with these damn beads.
Yeah, what are those? What are those, Joe?
Those called. He went on for a good 2 minutes. I don't know the name for them. What is it, Joe? What is it? I don't get it.
What kind of beads are those? Those juju beads?
Yeah.
Fucking Taz is just devolving before our very eyes.
I still see in the back a Joey Styles is my homeboy sign.
Yep. That was a good sign.
Yep.
And what's so bizarre is that, like, 3 years before this, when Taz, like, first became an announcer, him and Cole on SmackDown were just knocking it out of the park. Those two were so goddamn good. And to say that now, you're probably going to call bullshit on me. But go back and listen to those guys, because they talked about the matches. They talked about psychology of the matches. They were so good together, and for quite a while, too. I mean, you had about a good year's worth of great commentary from those, too. And now, Christ. And Turkai lifts Guido with a kick. I know you like that spot.
Yeah.
Yeah, he puts his fucking back leg round kick into him.
Sends him across, like, legit.
Yeah,
like,
he legit lifts Guido off his feet. Yeah. Running knee, STO by Burke. No reaction for a hot tag to Mama Luke. Like,
none.
Yeah. This was, you know, on the level of Wildfire, Tommy Rich getting a hot tag from Mike Rotunda. It was terrible. We get some double teaming. Elijah Experience. That gets the three. Turkai and Burke win.
After the bell, Turkai gives a muscle buster to Mama Luke.
Yep.
That looked pretty cool. Good to see a muscle buster.
But what did Taz say, though? You got that?
His muscles are definitely busted.
what is that move?
Yeah, what is that move?
He keeps asking.
It's a muscle buster, I believe. Taz, his muscles are definitely busted, Joe.
Oh, I know what it is, Joe. I know what that move is, Joe. Then he gets all defensive.
Yeah.
What an idiot. Oh, Christ. Yeah,
His muscles are definitely busted.
And this match was garbage as well.
Yep.
Negative stars. Mm-hmm. We go to the back, Sabu. He's off in an ambulance.
With all the faces there with them, faces in the match, RVD and CM Punk.
Yeah, they're checking on them. They're waving. Mm-hmm. They're waving goodbye. Mm-hmm. They're wishing that they could ride along with them.
Yeah,
so they didn't have to be part of this.
Mm-hmm.
And this show is just continually getting worse and worse and worse. But
it gets worse. All right, next.
But what do you think is something that could save an ECW show? Do you think, you know, bringing in one of the ECW originals, maybe someone like Tommy Dreamer,
yeah, right? Let's do that.
That makes sense. You know what? This is a guy that's a loyal ECW guy, loyal to any company that he's ever been in. You know, I mean, he was there till the end there with Paul Lee. He came in WWF. You know, he did whatever they asked, no matter what it was. Mm-hmm. So, you know what? Hey, this is an ECW pay-per-view. You know, he deserves to be given, you know, an upper spot. You know, he should be given something to showcase his talent as just a good faith of going, you know what, you're a great team player. Here's your reward.
Hold on right there, buddy.
Boy, I build him up pretty good.
Yeah.
It's Tommy Dreamer versus Daivari.
With the great Kali in his corner.
Oh,
this is before he had all the major knee problems and can't walk to the ring.
Yeah, I mean, he's still pretty stiff-legged, but, you know, he's looking a little better.
Yeah.
If Tommy Dreamer was around now, he'd just be called Dreamer. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I wrote that down by the day. Hold on, there's a guy with two names? Fuck that. Got to get rid of one of them.
Mm-hmm.
It's a match.
Crowd's dead
during
the whole match, which is sad.
Low bridge cut by Kali that gets him ejected. And this is what I noticed. That Kali's ass is concave. So that's something. Like, it sinks in. Poor guy. Taz compliments Dreamer's big, thick neck. So so that's a something. Tommy comes back with some punches, does an inverted DDT, gets a 1-2-0, does his tree of woe, goes for a DDT, gets reversed into a roll-up, and a handful of tights.
And that ends the match.
Yeah.
For the three count. And Daivari, yes, try to remember who that guy was, pins Tommy Dreamer on an ECW show.
Yep.
And I use ECW with quotes.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, so there you go, Tommy. There's your reward for being such a good soldier.
Yep.
And would you, I'm sure you probably looked this up, but like right after the show, Tommy asked for his release.
Yes, he did. I saw that.
Which was not granted.
Yep.
So, this is, you know, he knows that this is a slap in his fucking face.
Mm-hmm.
He knows this is bullshit. Anyway, Tommy runs after Daivari. He finds Kali instead and takes a choke bomb onto the steel.
Which looked really nasty.
Yeah, he bumbled.
Not protected at all.
Nope. Yeah, he just gets dropped from 8 feet in the air. Mm-hmm. The stage simply doesn't give. That's Taz analysis right there. That stage, it don't give. Tommy says that he can't feel his legs, but it's a miracle.
He gets up like 2 seconds later.
He gets up. He's the anti-John Cena.
Yep.
And he crawls into the back.
Yep.
Yeah, how many stars are you giving that match?
Oh, we have to give stars to these matches?
No.
I think they should give me stars for watching it.
it's fucking terrible. Yeah, but I mean, you know what? What an ultimate way to just slap your fans right in the face. You know, this is the guy that's synonymous with ECW, and to do this to him, to job him out in 5 minutes.
To Daivari, of all people.
Yeah.
Couldn't even be someone they really wanted to build.
Inexcusable. Yeah. It is fucking inexcusable.
You'd be better off jobbing to Kali.
Yeah,
would have made more sense because Kali was fairly new at that time.
Yep, at least that would have made sense.
Yep.
Because Kali would have already been champion by that time, so it would have made sense.
Was he champion at that time? Or that was
no, afterwards? He would have already been champ. Yeah, because he was already on SmackDown and all that, and you know he had his little title reign there. Boy, Paul Heyman in the back. He talks with Hardcore, and Hardcore Holly is now in the Elimination Chamber.
There is your replacement. Yeah. You just replace Sabu with, hey, he's hardcore. He belongs in ECW. Mm. Hardcore Holly.
I'm telling you, there's very few wrestlers that I despise more than Bob Holly. And it's mainly just for the reason of, you know, I never liked him because he was a shit worker, for one. But number two was what he did on Tough Enough. When he beat the shit out of that one kid.
Yeah.
You know, that's just the biggest dickhead thing I've ever seen in my life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't do that. So you don't potato somebody. And that's what he made his career on. Fucking dickhead.
Yeah.
Didn't somebody, like, legit beat the shit out of him, though?
I'm sure.
I'd like to think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I liked him when Lesnar broke his neck. That's my that's my favorite Hardcore Holly moment, is when he got his neck broken. There. Take that. Next match.
It gets better.
Don't worry,
fans. It gets better.
Just to make this show even better, to go, you know what? Let's give these fans something good. You know, we've kind of been slacking so far. We gave them a good opening match. But, you know, let's get back to that ECW feeling. And what says ECW like a mixed tag team match?
With vampires.
Mixed tag team match involving vampires and an exhibitionist who never takes her fucking clothes off.
Yeah, who is seriously overrated.
Worst exhibitionist ever. Kelly and Mike Knox taking on Ariel and Kevin Thorne.
Ariel has nice boobs.
She has gigantic boobs.
Nice boobs.
Kelly wishes CM Punk luck tonight in the cell.
Then we get our first CM Punk chant, which just gave me freaking nightmares.
Get a nice CM Punk chant, so that was nice.
Yeah. Never heard those anywhere.
Yeah.
Every fucking show alive.
Yep. They talk about bite clubs, because, you know, the vampires. And, yep.
They go to bite clubs.
Yep.
I've been to a bite club before, Colt. Yeah. Or Joe.
The first rule of bite club is you don't talk about bite clubs. it's a match. Even Taz and Styles don't want to call this. From here on out, like during this match, you do not hear Joey Styles.
Yeah.
Like, he is on a silent protest. And I feel so terrible for this guy.
At one point during this is when Joey Styles calls him extremist instead of wrestlers. Like, I completely forgot about that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if you were to go on the website that time, it would the WWE would say superstars and divas, and then ECW would say extremists.
Yeah.
Like, they'll start glowing in like the last Iron Man movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I would have paid to watch that instead.
Yeah.
Pump kick by Knox. That gets a two. Ariel's all titties and ass cheeks on the apron.
She's doing some yogurt exercises.
She's doing some yogurt exercises over there. the ladies finally get in, and the crowd wakes up finally for this. Kelly gets whooped on. Get a nice foot choke by Ariel. And I'm fairly sure we had to see Oliver at that point.
I wasn't complaining about that.
Yep. Knox refuses the tag. He bails. Good for him. You know what? Kelly's going to be a skank. Want to get behind CM Punk?
That's right.
Go fuck yourself. I'm out.
Yep, I don't blame him at all.
And we get some more CM Punk chants. Leg sweep, choke slam, and then a sit on her face pin.
It was very nice.
Yep, Ariel and Kevin Thorne, they get the dupe here. And then right afterwards.
Yeah. Get the dupe here.
Yeah, Taz says, Mike Knox is a son of a bitch. So that was good.
Yep.
That alleviated the situation a little bit.
Post-match, Ariel beats the hell out of Kelly.
Yep, keeps beating the shit out of her. And then...
We get the...
Now then, when I say ECW, who do you think of? Yeah. What are the first couple names that come to mind?
Hardcore cane swinging.
Yeah. Beer swigging, whatever. Sandman, right? Yeah. And now then you're thinking, okay, you know what? He's had some pretty good moments. You know, they know how to use him fairly well. You think they should probably put him in a match, something.
Uh-huh.
Nope. He comes out here to break this up and, get some cane shots on Kevin Thorne. And you know, that his music hits and the crummy WWE theme that he had.
It was like a ripoff of Korn's music, Twisted Transistor.
It was fucking terrible.
Yeah, I hate that music.
And Thorne just waits in the ring for him.
Instead of getting out of the ring and walking back, he just sits there and waits for him to walk 5 minutes down the aisle.
Like a complete asshole, he just waits in the ring. Kane shots ensue. Sandman drinks and is bloody. We don't get a match replay, but we get a post-match beatdown replay.
Yep.
So that's all you need.
That tells you how bad the match was.
Yep. But
you know, just looking back, they could have had a match with, even if they were both faces, but Tommy Dreamer and Sandman in a hardcore match, and it would have stole the show. But no, we get...
You put them in a tag team.
In a tag team, the last one, yeah.
Yep. You put those two together, put Mike Knox and Kevin Thorne on a team. There you go.
Yeah.
There. That would have been better. You know, make it a Singapore cane match. Hey, guess what? We just made that show 8 times better.
Yeah.
Christ, at least we would have got some blood. You want to tell your Sandman story?
Oh, my Sandman story? Yeah. Oh, yeah. I went to a Raw SmackDown ECW Super Show back in 2007? No, 2006. This is actually right after this. It was right after this.
Right?
Yep. And it was in Dallas. And Sandman came down, and I was knocking over retards and little kids to get to him in the aisle. And he stopped right where I was, right next to him. And you can actually see me on TV. I think I talked to this on my show last week, actually. Or a couple weeks ago, something like that. Yep. And he opened his beer, and he knocked right into my face. And you can see me on TV, marking out like a little kid. It was the greatest moment of my life.
Yep. It's pretty fantastic.
Yep. Just can't find the video anywhere.
It's somewhere.
Yeah.
It'll be on the network eventually. we go to the back with Rebecca DiPietro, and she's with that bath turd Lashley, and he talks, and right when he opened his mouth,
you had the promo.
No, I lost. They say your name is Finley, and you love to fight. I'd say your name's Finley, and you're a bath turd. There,
bath turd.
Yeah, it sounds
bath turd.
Yep. Sounds exactly right. But yeah, Rebecca, she was pretty hot, even though I don't remember her.
Yeah.
Then we go to Big Show Test, Hardcore, the Bashams and Pauly walking, and then we get a 5-minute video package.
That was the Bashams?
Yeah.
Was it? I never realized that.
Yeah, that's who they were. Yeah, there's Bashams. We get a 5-minute video package.
With Sabu in it, by the way.
Yeah, about the main event here. Uh-huh. It lasts long enough for me to go take a pee. So that's something. Heyman comes out
wearing a suit at an ECW show, which I take, even being a heel, he shouldn't be doing
that. Yeah, he should have at least had his ECW hat on and a trench coat.
Yep.
Something. He hypes the main event. He says that ECW will live on, unlike Flair's Woos and Hulkamania. It was even like a half-hearted promo out of Heyman. Like, he even knew that this was bullshit, and he would pay the price later. So.
And he had a braided ponytail.
Oh, he had a braided ponytail, which looked really good.
Yep.
Here we go.
Very dapper.
Main event time. It's your Extreme Elimination Chamber, where, you know, there's a... It's not only an elimination chamber, but it also has weapons in there as well.
Kind of.
Yeah. They would be in the pods with them, so, you know, you get to pick your pod.
You get to pick your weapon, basically.
Yep. Big Show, he's your ECW champ. CM Punk, Tess, Lashley, Hardcore, Holly, and RVD. That's who's in this. And good God is Big Show fat. That's the first thing I got to say.
Didn't he leave? He left right after this pay-per-view, I think. And then when he came back, he beat up Rey Mysterio in front of Mayweather. Yeah, I think it was like a year and a half later, or a year, like 14 months later or something like that.
Yeah, because he looked a lot better when he came back. He came back with a new nose as well, so.
Oh.
Yeah, because I remember that. He got a nose job while he was out.
That must take it forever.
Yeah. Yeah, good God, was he fucking atrocious. He's just fat and stupid. And he couldn't even walk right.
Yeah.
He was like limping. He looked terrible. So anyway, he takes the pod with the barbed wire baseball bat, and then he's breathing on the glass, yeah. And CM Punk comes out. Which,
looks like a pedophile.
Which actually was...
He looks like a pedophile sitting outside a playground.
It was a pretty cool visual, though. I said that looked like he was at a buffet. Same thing. Test, he looks like he's been stung by bees.
And he's dead.
Yeah. Didn't even know he was sick. Lashley, stung by bees as well. So, there's a bee problem there in WWE.
Yep. I'll tell you what, Joe.
I'll tell you what, it's tougher to win if you're in the match longer.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Taz's expert analysis here. RVD and Holly, they start. RVD with a springboard Spider-Man spot to the cage. Looked pretty cool. Tries to jump off it, but he hotshots himself.
Taz kept calling him Spider-Man at this point.
Oh, yeah, not for nothing.
RVD is Spider-Man.
Not for nothing, though. He must have said that at least 50 times. Holly fails to connect on a dive onto the steel. We got a rolling thunder.
Why is he doing high risk? Yep. I put that down. Why is Holly doing a high risk move?
Yeah, and for him, that was high risk. Now, yep. Then how much better would it have been you start off with RVD and Sabu? Yeah, I think we'd all been much happier. We got a rolling thunder over the top onto the steel by RVD.
That looked awesome.
That looked fantastic. Never seen that before.
Yep.
Holly suplexes RVD back into the ring for a near fall because Hardcore Holly can't sell a move.
Mm.
So, you know, I mean, he was up before RVD was, that fucking prick. And then your 5 minutes is up, and Jaws music brings in Punk. Did you notice that?
Yeah, I did.
They flicker the lights, they go over to pods, they're playing like this Jaws music. Yeah, Punk in, cheer toss to Holly. Springboard clothesline for RVD. RVD right back up, though. He, with a chair toss of his own, shows Punk how to do it.
Yeah, that looked pretty good, too.
Looked fantastic. Yeah. And the crowd is really into it at this point. And why? Because you have RVD and CM Punk in this match.
Yep.
You know, makes sense.
Yep.
You know, build around these guys. You probably want these guys to be around towards the end.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you, if I'm booking this, you know, that's what I'm doing. RVD with a monkey flip onto the chair. He goes for a leg sweep. But Punk jumps up and gives him a leg drop onto a chair.
It was a really quick, cool chair combo. That's what I put down. Cool chair combo on RVD.
Yep. I didn't even catch it the first time.
It was so slick. Yeah. Yep.
Didn't catch it the first time. But, yeah, thankfully they showed a replay and it looked great. Van Damme's busted open at this point. We get a corner chair spot. That looked pretty cool.
Yep.
Where, you know, you wedge the chair into the corner, RVD sticks his head through it, and then Punk comes over and kicks the chair.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
How awesome.
Very nasty.
Yeah.
Very sick.
You still hate CM Punk?
Huh? Sure do. Let's go.
Oh, shut up. we get a Holly control portion now, so you know what? Hey, we can't give these fans too much to cheer for.
Yeah.
So, yeah, let's give Bob Holly something to do.
And he does the longest ever developing superplex on Punk ever. It seemed like it took him forever to get him off that top rope.
Nah, he stinks.
Mm-hmm.
Punk with a running knee, tries for a bulldog, meets RVD's boot. Test comes in with a crowbar. He tries to scalp Van Damme with it. That was pretty cool.
Yep.
Like he sticks the one end like right into his forehead and just wrenching it. And Joey Styles does a great job calling it. We get chair shots of Test and Holly.
Test with roid rage.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it reminded us of.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He was definitely roid raging it up here. We get a skateboard chair thing to Holly by RVD.
No, it's the Punk.
Oh, yeah, it's the Punk. It's yep. Can't read my own notes. Mm-hmm. Five-star, and see you later, CM Punk.
He's the first one eliminated.
Yeah, first guy out. Yeah, thanks for your 5 minutes there, Punk. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're one of the biggest stars in the match, but, you know, fuck you. You're gone.
Mm-hmm.
Big boot, that eliminates Holly right afterwards.
It was so cool, I didn't even catch it. I thought he kicked out.
Yeah, they didn't even catch it either.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the announcers, they were confused, but whatever. It's just this match in a nutshell.
Yeah.
RVD, he goes on top of Big Show's cage, because, you know, that's smart. And Show grabs his foot. We get chair kind shots, and then a toss-off. Yeah,
toss-off.
Tess goes up top, hits an elbow off the top of the pod. That looked pretty cool.
Yeah.
But he lands on a fucking chair.
It doesn't sell it at all.
Oh, he must have broken his goddamn hip. And then RVD's out. So, yeah, think about that. CM Punk, RVD, out. They're not even involved here in the ending.
And Bob Holly, who was so important. He was the last addition in the match.
Oh, yeah. And then We get 60 seconds of nothing.
Dead time.
Dead air. It's test recovering. That's it. Get a full minute of that. Oh, Lashley, he gets the Jaws music. He's coming in next, but security won't let him out of his pod. So what does he do? I mean, you know, he's got the pod with the table in it.
In the flimsy freaking plexiglass.
Yeah. Yep. Well, it's bulletproof plexiglass.
That's right.
Just so you know. So Lashley decides to take the table, and he just breaks open the roof of his cage with it.
Yeah, you know, the steel.
Yeah.
Part of the 2 miles of steel chain.
Yeah. I'm telling you,
instead
this,
of going through the...
This match, this whole show legit gave me a serious headache. So, yeah, which I'm still feeling. So Lashley, he goes out the top. He hits a huge chopper up clothesline to test, which looked pretty cool. Then he tosses him through the plexiglass twice, crowbar shot, then a spear, see you later, test. And now we get a minute and a half of dead time.
Yep.
Seriously?
So, I think Lashley kind of realized it and realized, thinks, you know what, I'm going to try to fill some time here. So he just starts chucking things at the pod that the Big Show is in.
Yep. He's tossing tables and
just looks stupid.
And, you know, I mean, give him credit, though. You know, he was trying to do something. Heyman was shouting words of encouragement to Big Show. So, yeah, I mean, he was trying, but fucking A, come on, guys. This is ridiculous.
Yep, this is horrible.
It's fucking pay-per-view. Good God. Anyway, Big Show finally comes out. He's got his barbed wire baseball bat. He's taking shots at Lashley. Lashley's avoiding him. He's blocking him with the chair, all that shit. Eventually, Show gets tossed into the pod. He goes through the glass. He gets busted. And then, you know, not to be outdone, he just busts through the other side.
Same thing that Lashley could have done to get out of the pod earlier, but no, he had to break the steel chains.
Yep. Yep. Because, you know, it's not like Bobby Lashley is a small fella.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is a gigantic dude.
Naturally, too. Naturally.
Oh, well, you know, yeah, he's all natural.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, Show Buster to the other side of the pod. Match. We get a goozle. Lashley counters that with DDT. Spear gets the win. New ECW champion, Bobby Lashley, with a spear.
Big Show was a weak-looking spear.
Big Show was in this match maybe 3 minutes. He did enough to get busted open. Yeah, fat fuck. That's about it. You know, this fat bitch couldn't work more than 4 minutes. You know, and I know that he's a good guy. I don't mean to take personal shots at him, but you know what? Put a lock on your fridge. Christ.
It's the first time we legitimately laughed for this.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Weak-ass finish. Decent match. Had some okay spots. Sabu would have made this so much better.
Yep. Punk was the star of the freaking thing.
Punk was the absolute star in the 5 minutes he was in.
Yep.
He looked fantastic. I don't think I like wrestling anymore.
The thing I thought about after watching this was that, I mean, because if you read what Heyman wanted to do during this match, his idea was for Punk and Big Show to start it off. Punk makes Big Show tap, which is maybe a little extreme for the champion, but you know, and then Punk goes on to win the match. And even if that's not the way they do it, Punk should have won this match because it's in hindsight, but they could have built someone, made someone a star with this match, but I know.
Oh yeah, they were trying to make Lashley into a star, which is fine. I'm okay with that. I mean, you know, Punk didn't need to win the ECW title. I was fine with him not winning it. He didn't need it. But
he ends up winning, doesn't he?
No, he never won it.
He never did win it.
Nope.
I thought he did.
Nope, because as soon as he got big enough, he went to SmackDown.
Yeah.
Yeah, they took him right the fuck out, you know. Right. Or did he go to Raw first? Yeah, whichever. Whichever one he went to first. But, I mean, this whole match was just built around trying to make Lashley look like a super stud. And it didn't work. This is how... Okay, fine. If you want to make Lashley look like a super stud, this is how I would have done it. And you're going to have to sacrifice a little bit of dead air, you know, or heaven forbid, you keep CM Punk or RVD around.
Yeah.
You make Lashley be the last guy out, and he has to go through hardcore, test, and Big Show. That's how you do that.
Yep. Because test turning on Holly in the middle, that didn't make any sense whatsoever.
Yeah, you know, he's looking out for himself, whatever. But, I mean,
he was the ECW champion at one point. He beat Morrison for it. I thought
was
so.
He? Yeah. Huh. I can remember. I try to black out all that. Christ. But yeah, this entire show was just a big middle finger to the ECW fans.
Yep.
to anyone that's ever worked there, to Paul Heyman himself. It was Vince McMahon going, ah, fuck you. That's it. And I don't understand.
This is actually where it started. Because you remember, right, a couple months after, or a month or so after this, Vince McMahon's actually the ECW champion.
Yeah, he's showing up on the show and shit, yep. You know? Because didn't this build to Lashley and Umaga there at Mania? Was that year?
I think so.
Might have been.
Yes, because he was the ECW champion at the time.
But, you know, yep. I mean, why would you want to sabotage your own product like this? That's what I don't understand. Why would you put out a subpar product? Why would you put out a show that you know is going to be garbage? How? Why? I cannot fathom this. Because there's just tons of different ways they could have made this show better. Much better. And they didn't. They went out of their way, it seems, to put out the worst possible show they could.
And they succeeded.
Yep. and that's even shown by the fact that Paul Heyman, after the show, gone. You don't see him again in WWE until 2012. Tommy Dreamer, Stevie Richards, they asked for the release after this show. Mm-hmm. Neither one was granted it. What does that tell you? That's telling you these guys know, they knew that they got fucked. They got fucked without lube. And you know, you just don't do that to a man. You don't do that. You hook him up with a little bit of lube, you give him a reach around.
Yep.
That's how it works. You know,
and they become wrestling butt buddies.
Yep, and that's how you become wrestling butt buddies.
Butt buddies.
But yeah, this just made zero sense to me. It pisses me off beyond no end. It put me in a terrible mood. I hate wrestling now. Thank you very much, December 2 Dismember. Go fuck yourself.
Yep.
Yeah, this show's a one. That's it. It is a one. It made me mad. It made me not like wrestling.
And the only reason it was a one is because of a little bit of work by Punk.
Yeah, and, Punk was all right in yeah. the opening.
The first match was all
yeah,
okay.
The opening tag match okay. was okay. You know, I'm sure that there's something worse out there. I'm positive that there is.
Yep.
So, you know what, I can't give the show a zero, but I'll give it a one just because of, you know, Punk had a little bit of good stuff, RVD, a couple cool spots, and there's a whole bunch of titties. So
yes, you can't
yep.
harp on titties.
Yep. What do you got? What's your score for this?
I went with a two only because, like you said, there is a worse one out there. There has to be. And
that'll get
in the first. Yeah, there's got to be one where there's one where there's a match where the matches are just we could find some little thing twinges of okay that was cool, but there's something out there that we can't say that to.
Not during the middle of the show though, man.
Yeah.
Good Christ.
But yeah, this was horrible.
Yeah. Oh, match of the night.
Probably the first match.
See, I didn't care for the first match. I'm going Elimination Chamber.
Yeah.
You know, it had enough good things going on the first 10 minutes where it was okay. MVP?
CM Punk.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
CM Punk with runner-up to Ariel.
Oh, yes.
Because she was doing her best.
So. And she has nice titties.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, man, she was all ass there on the apron. So, you know, she at least got the crowd excited. Mm-hmm. So. But yeah, Taz, you're the worst. Joey Styles, he felt like committing suicide after the show. I am positive. And you know what? So did I a little bit. This was easily just one of the worst things I have ever
seen.
I
almost fell asleep.
It was terrible.
I was close to falling asleep.
The WWE Network didn't even want us to watch this.
Yes, we kept having glitches.
Yeah.
It took us about 5 hours to watch it because we had to pause, stop it, go finish watching some of a movie, get time to reboot.
Yeah,
it
felt like fucking 12 hours watching. Mm-hmm. That's it. I got nothing else.
I don't even think we have a show lined up yet for the next
no,
one.
No, we don't, so it'll be a big, big, yeah. big, giant surprise, folks. Yeah.
The next one will probably be via Skype or whatever.
Yeah, we'll figure something out.
We'll figure it out, so.
Yep, we'll figure it out. Watch You Stump, that's the Twitter. NitroCast, a new episode should be out when this comes out, or else it'll be up shortly.
After.
Yeah, it'll be around one of those days.
Yeah.
Something like that.
At Mike Spiesman or at Cast of Champion. I need a better Twitter handle. These are too hard to say. You know, I really got to spell them out for people to see it.
Yeah.
Check out the Cast of the Champions. And I should have a new show out tomorrow after race time is over with.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Well, wait. I mean, we'll have a show out last Sunday after the race is over with, after Dale Jr. already won the race. So.
Wow.
Yeah. Look at this. I'm in the future right now.
Yeah, I was going to say, aren't you going to feel real shitty when he gets into an accident and blows up and dies?
Oh.
Boo. Oh. All right. That's it. Hey, guys. Thanks for listening. Go check out episodes 1 and 2 of Wrestling Buddies.
They're a lot better than this one.
No, this was definitely a good episode. You know, we got into it. We went to some history. You know, we gave our impassioned opinions here. You know, it just wasn't as much fun. Go listen to the other episodes if you want some fun stuff. You know, this one wasn't. It was because the show just pissed you off so much. I mean, we are, you know, we were ECW guys back in the day.
Yep.
And for them to do this made no fucking sense.
We went to a house show event back in 1996. It was December of 96.
97.
Oh, yeah, 97. My bad. That's right. December of 97.
Yeah.
And loved it. They put on a fantastic show. Every part of it was awesome.
Which was 100% better than this show.
Yes.
So, it just made no sense. But you know what? Hey, we're this pissed off. We're this impassioned. Because you know what? We love the product.
Yeah.
So, that's it. Yeah, we're out of here. Until next time, this has been Wrestling Buddies.
Wrestling Buddies.
Just remember what your old pal